I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Together again, it's Shania Twain and Patricia Arquette. I mean, were those two people ever supposed to be together on a TV show? We're about to find out, actually. I think it's going to be fun. We have good stuff planned. We'll see you in there. Shania Twain, Patricia Arquette, me, whatever.
Let's go, girls. It's Watch What Happens Live with Shania Twain and Patricia Arquette. I'm Andy Cohen in the Bravo Clubhouse on a Thursday night with a woman who in boyhood gave a tour de force and another who in her Vegas show sung a ballad to a horse. My first guest is a Grammy Award-winning country music sensation whose songs are so iconic you cannot resist singing along to them, even if you tried. Now she's busy launching the career of the next big country music star with her new show, Real Country. Welcome back, the one, the only, Shania Twain, everybody. Guest new show, Escape at Dannemora. She plays a woman who helps some inmates escape from prison. So if Shania wants to escape from the clubhouse at any point tonight, she could probably help her out, right? Please welcome back Academy Award winner, Patricia Arquette. Hi. Great to see you. What can I say? Patricia and Shania together again, together at last. Exactly. I love that you both wore boots today.
Yes, we did.
Really, really nice. And behind the bar, he is a very talented trumpeter who also happens to be Lady Gaga's very good friend. Tonight, behind the bar pouring booze until a lush is born, it's Brian Newman. Hey, Brian, great to see you. Brian's new album, Showboat, is out tomorrow. Shania, you know how to play the trumpet, don't you?
Not anymore.
Not anymore?
We were talking about it. Yes, I did play trumpet in high school, but until I had to have braces, and that was the end.
That killed it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Brian, I'm glad you stuck with it after your braces. Let's get started. Guess what? This seems like maybe a duo that hasn't hung out a lot, but the truth of the matter is, the three of us have all been in the same room together. In the past, it was the VH1 Divas Live special in 1998.
Yeah.
I was way in the back in the audience.
Wow.
You sang unbelievably. Patricia presented. That had
amazing.
To be
amazing. It was incredible. Big, huge highlight.
Yeah. Yeah.
In my career, yeah.
Did you two realize that you had both been there that night?
No, we didn't get to talk then, though.
Yes, no, well, you're going to get to talk now.
So, yeah.
And Shania Twain and Patricia Arquette are taking your questions. But before we get to those, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. First, as one of the best-selling artists of all time, Shania Twain has sold over 90 million records. But I wonder what bits of music industry news she is currently buying. Here's what. It's time for Yeehaw or Hell Nah. I'm going to name things that are going on in the music world. Shania, okay. Say if you're down with it or not. Lady Gaga extending her talents to the acting arena in Star Is Born. Yeehaw or Hell Nah?
Yeehaw.
Okay. Did you see Star Is Born?
Not yet. I'm dying to.
You're dying to.
Yeah.
Maroon 5 headlining this year's Super Bowl halftime show.
Totally. I mean,
you're down with it, okay? Kanye West supporting Donald Trump.
Okay. Do I really have to answer that?
It's up to you.
You're gonna get me into big s***.
Okay. The Spice Girls announcing a reunion tour without Victoria Beckham.
No.
No, not down with it.
What's the right? Yes. Yeah, no, not down.
Hell no.
Yeah,
Lorde accusing Kanye West and Kid Cudi of stealing the stage design she created, Cudi, for her tour.
Oh, did that really happen?
She's accusing them of stealing the stage design.
Oh, I believe her. I mean, yeah. I believe her because I don't know. She's got to be honest.
She's believable. She's Lorde, everybody.
Yes.
She's the Lorde. Thank you. Blake Shelton pulling Gwen Stefani on stage during his People's Choice acceptance speech to fawn all over her.
I don't know if I'm down with that.
Okay, all right, I like it. Thank you very much, Shania Twain. Who knows? Second, Patricia Arquette has worked with pretty much everyone in Hollywood, and that's probably in no small part due to her immense talent, professionalism, and the fact that she doesn't ever talk smack about her co-stars. Here's what, that ends now as we play Arquette Roulette. I'm gonna spin the wheel adorned with the faces of some of your past co-stars. Just spill one scandalous secret about whoever it lands on. Okay, Josh Brolin. You were in Flirting with Disaster. I love that movie. You very memorably had your armpit licked by him. If you had to guess, on a scale of 1 to 10, how kinky is Josh in real life?
Well, first of all, can I just say, I added that part.
I love it.
And I didn't think about it. I was trying to be polite.
Yeah.
So I put on some deodorant, and he's like, ah. Deodorant and really dry on my tongue.
That's funny.
Yeah, it is funny.
Kinky guy, would you say?
I don't know. I think not that kinky.
Okay. Christian Slater, True Romance.
Yes.
I mean, man, everyone's a winner. Your characters were obviously romantically involved. What's one thing about him that would have driven you nuts if you had dated in real life?
He had an extensive toy collection. I don't know. He really had a lot of knowledge about the Tribbles and everything about Star Trek. And too much toys.
Too much. Kind of a turnoff. Okay. Brad Pitt. He don't impress.
Oh, I like that. I'm not going to hear this one.
He's been a sex symbol for so long. What is his least attractive quality?
I don't know.
Right.
I don't know.
There you go. And people
Spin
are
on.
Stumped. Okay, Frances McDormand, Beyond Rangoon. Love that, too. What's the most bizarre topic of discussion you two ever engaged in?
Oh, she's just awesome. But she told me how to get into her house if ever I need to.
I love it. Thank you very much. Patricia Arquette. Finally, as two stars who have walked a bazillion red carpets in a bazillion fancy outfits, I wonder which of their former frocks they think are still the one. Here's what, let's find out with fashion or trash, hun. Ladies, I'll toss out some of your past looks, and if you wouldn't still rock it, you toss it in the trash. Okay, here's Shania in a white long sleeve turtleneck gown from the Grammys.
What do I gotta do, trash it or
no,
what?
Are you into it or would you trash it?
No, I'd wear it again if I could.
Yeah, I love that.
Look great.
Okay.
Awesome.
Patricia, here you are in 92 with jeans, crop cowgirl top, and jean jacket around your waist.
I say no, and yet it's still me.
Okay, very good. I like it. Okay. Shania in black latex separates with a crop jacket at the 96 American Music Awards.
I loved my midriff then.
Yes.
I'd wear that.
Yes, okay, good, I like it. Patricia, here you are at the True Romance premiere in pale satin separates.
Well, it's not separates. That's a 1930s gown.
Wow.
That I rented from a costume house.
Okay, I think we still dig it, right?
I dig it.
Yeah. Okay. Shania at the 98 Billboard Awards, matching headband and angelic baby blue gown.
Well, in the moment, it suited the song from this moment on, but no, I wouldn't wear it.
Okay. Patricia in a black
Star Wars.
Black latex dress and blunt bang. I dig this.
Yeah, I mean, what's wrong with that?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Here's Shania looking very Ladies Who Lunch in this pink ensemble.
Yeah, I like the color, but I don't like the boots.
Okay,
the
thank you very much. I like it. By the way, Shania, speaking of Brad Pitt, Rachel J, Facebook, did you ever meet Brad Pitt and was it impressive? Have you two ever met?
I have never met Brad Pitt.
Wow, after all this time.
I think he's avoiding me, honestly.
I think he is, too. I think he is, too. Patricia, Amanda texted, she read online that you're voicing a hippie mom in the new Toy Story movie. Can you give us any details about any part about it?
I know, I think I signed something. They would shoot me on sight if I said anything.
Shania, Henry Yu emailed, it's amazing that you wrote Britney Spears' song, Don't Let Me Be the Last to Know. I didn't know that. Has she ever stopped to thank you for that? That's such a gift. It's such a great song.
You know, I did get to know her a little bit during that period of writing the song. She was always just very sweet and gracious.
Do you ever cover that song in your show?
No, it's a good idea,
though. I feel like you should. Yeah. You own that song. Shania, you own that song. Marlena Z from San Francisco. Patricia, you were my all-time favorite movie. You were in my all-time favorite movie, True Romance. Best memory from your scene with James Gandolfini?
Wow. Well, he wanted me to poke him when we were doing his close-up of the screwdriver going in his foot. He wanted me to poke him really hard with this big pen with the top on it.
Yeah.
Really. So I was like jamming it. No, harder. I'm jamming it. And I'm like, hey, man, I'm not going to hurt you. You know, I'm an actor. I'm not going to abuse you. And my stunt lady goes, give me that.
Did you do it? I love it. Shania, what separates Real Country from the other talent competition shows on TV right now?
Well, one thing I think is very necessary in any talent show is for the audience to be the judge.
Oh, great. And they vote?
So they vote and not us.
I am down for that.
We're there to support.
Let's go to Mary from Chicago. Hey, Mary, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. My question is for Shania.
Okay.
What did you think of Taylor Swift recently speaking out about the midterm elections and veering away from her stance of being apolitical?
This is a very personal thing. As an artist who is not a politician, if you make a decision to cross that line and speak out about politics, do it at your own risk.
No, you made a comment and you got a lot of backlash for it, but it's true.
It's such a personal thing. And I think I do believe in, I mean, freedom of speech, I think we need to spend, we just can't abandon that whole the liberty to speak out, whatever it is about. And, you know.
She got a lot of people to register to vote in Tennessee, which was really great, which shows. Jerry from Austin with a question for Patricia Arquette.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Hi, Patricia. My question is, I'm curious to see if you still have the signed J.D. Salinger letter that Nicolas Cage got you, and if you ever really thought that he would ever find it.
No, I returned that to him.
Wow, you did?
Yeah, when we were kids, yeah. No, I never thought he'd get it, and it scared me, because the idea was we really didn't know each other, and he was like, I met him in Crispin Glover in a restaurant, and Crispin said, I'm going to marry you. And Nick said, no, I'm going to marry you. And Nick said, give me a list of 10 things, like a quest, and I'll get all these things, and then you'll marry me. So I wrote all these things that I thought were impossible, getting J.D. Salinger's autograph, you know, a Hill Tribe wedding costume, steal me a Bob's Big Boy statue, like all of these things. I was laughing, a black orchid, all these things. And then one by one, they started coming to me. And we were just kids, you know, I was 19. And so then he was like, and you're going to marry me soon. I was like, no, man, we've never even gone on a date. Let's slow it
down.
That's
incredible, though. Yeah. I mean, that he was able to procure those.
Yeah, I know.
And then did you ever date?
Then we dated. And then we broke up. It was just too fast and too much for me at that time. I was 19. And then many years went by. We were friendly. And then I called him and said, okay, I'm ready to get married. And I was 27, and we hadn't slept together for 8 years till our wedding night. Yeah.
Wow.
It's very romantic.
It is.
It was very romantic.
Wow. Yeah. It's game time. Both of my guests have logged decades in show business, but since I don't think they've logged quite enough time with me getting up in all their business, let's wade through their extraordinary lives with, that does impress me much. Our announcer, Paul, is going to read off a fact about one of my two guests here. I will then have to guess to whom each fact pertains. Okay, Paul, let's go. First fact.
When this lady was 15 years old, she was arrested for Grand Theft Auto. Was it Shania or Patricia?
Okay, I mean, frankly, I think this could be either of you. Because I think you're both kind of wild children. My gut was Patricia, but I just think Shania has had the nuttiest life. I'm going to say Shania. Is it?
I love that.
No, it's Patricia.
It's but wrong. It wasn't. I wanted to be me.
But it wasn't Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, it wasn't.
It was Grand Theft.
Okay. All right, Paul, next fact.
This lady has peed her pants in front of an audience multiple times. Was it Shania or Patricia?
I'm going to say Shania. No?
Why would you guess me?
Because you're on stage constantly, and maybe you wear like an adult diaper.
That was a dead giveaway.
That's true, because I am on stage all the time. Yeah, no, I have put myself on.
Oh, it's you. So wait,
you're rad.
I'm
gonna tell you something. That's you're kind of rad.
So.
The show must go on.
The show must go on.
It's so true. And you know what I did? I was very clever in this one moment. I stood up from my chair to get up and sing. I peed myself. And the puddle, I just knocked my glass of water over.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
Does it not impact
you just have to survive.
The costume you're wearing?
I was wearing a skirt. Thank goodness.
Wow.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I stood up. It all came out. I was dry. The glass of water on the seat.
I love this.
Listen, I think when you're dyslexic, you think ahead of these, with,
yes.
You know,
right,
these
right.
Things.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, Paul, next one. I can't imagine what's coming down the pipe.
This lady worked undercover for a private dick and even wore a wire. Was it Shania or Patricia?
I think it's Shania again.
What?
It's you, Patricia?
God damn it, it's me. That's right.
Wow.
I'm mysterious.
Wow, you are. I can't wait for this book. Okay, Paul, one more.
This lady got locked out of her hotel room naked while looking for a bathroom. Was it Shania or Patricia?
I think it's Patricia. Is it you?
Nope.
Shania! What city were you in?
I was in Rome with my husband, and the room was like this big. I get out of bed. I went to bed naked that night, and I have to go for a pee, so I open up the wrong door.
Oh.
And I ended up in the hallway. And I'm knocking on the door, let me in. He's like, what are you doing out there? I said, I was sure the bathroom was here.
I love it. Thank you very much. Shania and Patricia, amazing. So this is for Showtime. It was directed by Ben Stiller. This was the story I think everyone was obsessed with about the corrections officer who slept with the two inmates and helped them escape, right?
That's right.
What attracted you to this role?
It's just such a crazy role. And also to be able to play this woman who's middle-aged, not your Playboy bunny person, and is sexual.
Uh-huh.
You know, and it's unapologetically sexual and kind of darker personality than I am. And Ben's such a great director, and to work with Benicio Del Toro and Paul Dano is just, you know, some of the greatest actors. And Eric Lane.
I'm so obsessed with that. I loved it. I loved it. I cannot wait to watch this. It
really
starts
good.
November 18th on Showtime. It's time for my mazel of the day. It goes to the team in the Everglades who captured a python weighing over 120 pounds this last weekend. You know, my first reaction was, what on earth was Liam Neeson doing in the Everglades?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Tonight's Jackal goes to a popular grocery store, which is now carrying advent calendars for dogs. So each day of December, they can open a little paper door and eat a little hidden treat. Or if your dog is, well, a dog, they're going to eat the entire calendar, paper, plastic, treat, and all on day one, and then gift you 24 more days of surprise tweets throughout the house. Or maybe I'm just speaking for Waka. I want to thank Shania Twain, Patricia Arquette, and Ryan. Hey, everybody. Shania Twain executive produces and stars in Real Country Tuesdays at 10 on USA. Patricia Arquette is in Escape from Dannemora, premiering this Sunday at 10 on Showtime. Behind the bar, Brian Newman's new album is called Showboat. It's available tomorrow. How did you and Gaga hook up?
Wait, I was a bartender. She was a go-go dancer down on the Lower East Side, maybe.
Is that true?
Maybe like a little while ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's you've just worked with each other since.
Yeah, kind of just, you know, we're working on our music and playing and just doing the thing.
That's awesome. What's something surprising about Gaga that we wouldn't know?
Just how down to earth she is.
She's
just a regular, you know what I mean? She's amazing, not a regular, but she's just amazing, you know.
Yeah. Let's go to Laura from Houston. Hey Laura, what's your question?
Hi, Shania, I'm a huge fan.
Hi.
My question is, what is your favorite memory working with Aretha Franklin on Divas Live? And is it true she almost quit the show because the AC was on during rehearsals?
Oh, wow.
That was much
points.
Written about at the time.
Well, it's very difficult because it dries out your vocal cords.
Right.
It really is a challenge, the environment in the theaters. And I didn't think that was a diva thing at all. I thought,
was how she performed.
I mean, this is a woman who's got vocal cords like no one else ever.
Were you conscious of not singing too much when you all were doing those group duets?
Oh, I'm like, why am I even here? I was so it was a real honor to represent my genre.
Uh-huh.
And to be up there with these extraordinary women. I was just humbled by the whole experience, honestly.
Right. It was a great night.
Oh.
Let's go to Heather from Louisiana. Hey, Heather, what's your question?
Hi, Andy.
Uh-huh.
Hi, Shania. I just saw you in June at the Smoothie King Center in New Orleans, the best concert I've ever been to.
Thank you.
I also have to tell you that my future daughter-in-law, Megan, is your biggest fan, and she absolutely loves you so much.
Aw, thank you, Megan. I love you, too. I know you're up there somewhere.
And I want to say hi to Miss Patricia Arquette, medium, all-time favorite show ever.
Thank you.
And so after all of that long thing, here's my question, and it's for Patricia.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, so filming Boyhood for 12 years was such a huge commitment. So my question is, Did y'all have any sort of contingency plan in case any of the actors dropped out or, God forbid, any of them dropped dead?
Good question, though.
It's a really good question, and that's why I think that should have won the Film of the Year from the Producers
Guild. Me too.
Because in California or anywhere in America, you can't have a contract on someone for longer than 7 years. So any one of us could have just dropped out of that movie, and they would have been out of a lot of money that they had invested in that movie. But we just all had like a gentlewoman's handshake and just showed up.
What won Best Picture that year? Do you remember?
Oh, Birdman.
I mean, with all due. let's go to Zach from Charlotte. Hey, Zach, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. I'm a huge fan.
Thank you.
My fiance Stephanie and I saw you live in Charlotte the night they ran out of vodka in the theater.
They did. They ran out of Tito's, man. My audience. What can I tell you? I was proud.
Charlotte was proud. Charlotte was proud.
What's your question?
My question is for the lovely Shania.
Okay.
How did Mutt react to you tossing a portrait of you two in the Life's About to Get Good music video? What did he think about your newest album now?
Well, I did wonder how he would react to that.
Did you hear anything?
No.
No.
No, no. He knows me, but he knows me well enough.
To stay away.
Well, you know, it's my prerogative.
Yes, it is. Yeah, it is. Let's go to Mariana from Texas. Last call of the night. Hey, Mariana.
Hey, Andy. My question is for Patricia.
Okay.
Are you still working on a memoir? And is there anyone you are nervous about eventually reading it?
I am still working on a memoir. I'm nervous about everybody reading it.
Yeah.
I mean, because I'm really trying to write it myself.
Yep.
So I'm sure I'll get a lot of, and I'm dyslexic. So you are too.
Anything you have in common. Do you have a good editor?
I have a great editor.
Good.
Yeah. But I have to finish it, and honestly, the last few chapters are about my sister Alexis dying, so it's very hard.
Yeah.
I keep trying to finish it, and it's just very traumatic still.
Yeah, of course it is.
Yeah.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
This is Mara. I'm calling from Pittsburgh.
Okay, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. Hi, Shania. Hi, Patricia.
Hello.
First off, Andy, will you and Anderson ever be coming to Pittsburgh?
I hope so. We would like to.
Okay. My question is for Shania.
Okay.
What did you talk about with Nicki Minaj, Quavo, and The Weeknd when you hung out with them at Coachella this year?
Yeah, that's a good
question.
That
was a great hang.
Yeah. So it was Shania Twain, Nicki Minaj, and who?
Who did you say? Oh, boy, don't
well,
shoot
you
me
You were there, Shania.
I know, but...
Oh, The Weeknd? The Weeknd?
Oh, The Weeknd, of course.
Yeah. Well, what did you...
And I love The Weeknd.
Did you and Nicki Minaj chat?
We did. She was so lovely. First of all, I'm a big fan of hers.
Yeah.
A huge fan of Nicki Minaj. I told her that I love her singing voice. She was very humble and just said, oh, you know, I'm not really a singer. And I'm like... What? I love your singing voice.
What were you doing at Coachella? Did you perform?
No, I just went there as a fan, and I was, you know, we went there as a family.
Wow.
I took my son there.
That's
and,
cool.
We all went out and
Shania,
hung out in the dust.
You're full of surprises.
I know.
Candace from Pasadena. Hey, Candace, what's your question for Patricia Arquette? Hmm. Hey, Candace.
Yes.
Hey, what's your question?
Hi, my question's for Patricia.
Okay.
I was just wondering if you had any idea how impactful that your 2015 Oscar speech about pay inequality would be, and did you notice that Meryl Streep was pointing to you during it?
I didn't really notice anything. I was just flooded with terror. I hoped it would mean something, but yeah, it really meant a lot to a lot of people. I had many, many, all the time, still people tell me that it meant a lot for them to hear that, and a lot of laws passed.
I mean, and it's great because that has become such a hot button topic.
And it's so important because they estimate that if women were paid their full dollar in the United States, half the child poverty would be eradicated.
Wow. Odin D emailed Shania. Harry Styles has said you're one of his main musical inspirations, and he's working on a new album right now. Have you two ever talked about collaborating? Have you met?
We have met. I love him.
Do tell.
He's such a cutie. And he's an incredible singer. He's a wonderful talent, and I want to work with him. So, like,
I want you to.
Yeah.
Let's make this happen. Harry, call him.
That's a good one.
All right, that's it. I want to thank these guys for working with everybody.
Wait, before you go, here's a sneak peek of Shaz.
Other viewers were not afraid to go in on you, saying, am I the only one that thinks Nima is trying to get a spot on TV?
I was interested. Why would I not pursue someone that I was attracted to?
You have a girlfriend at home.
He was saying, you know, I know you like me the way I like you. Why are you fronting for everyone? When you like someone, we think the other person feels the same exact way, especially because I'm very flirtatious. I played with him a lot throughout this season.
Oh, my God. Definitely. What a story.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Rhea Seehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.